briefly describe the six key steps in the research process, telling the information evidence provided by each. Be sure to identify those steps that are only necessary when testing causal research hypotheses. Step one, the research hypothesis. It tells you the target population, it tells you the variables involved, and it tells you whether you're looking for associative or causal information. Step two, participant selection. Who's going to be in the study? This is all about the population part of external validity. The researcher's got to make three choices, whether we're going to have a complete or a purposive sampling frame, almost always the latter, whether we're going to have researcher selection of individuals and recruitment at the individual level, or whether we're going to invite everybody and they will self-assign, self-select, and whether we use a simple or a stratified sampling procedure. Stage three is critically important if you're doing causal interpretability, and that is assignment. You'd like to use random assignment whenever you can, and the better the assignment, the better the associative information, even if the study fails at the ongoing equivalence. Step four is manipulation of the independent variable, which again, you try to use whenever you can. Even if you can't get random assignment, you can get manipulation. You've got a little bit more control over ongoing equivalence. You always try to wrest all the control that you can from the situation. Most of the time, you can't get it all together. You can't get proper random assignment, you can't get manipulation of the IV, and or you can't maintain perfect ongoing procedural equivalence. You do the best you can every time, because the fewer the confounds, the better the associative information. Five is data collection. And that's where they complete the task and go through the procedure and you get your data. And step six is statistical analysis, which is all about statistical conclusion validity.